Melting Titanium number 60, June 1st, 2010. This is about Japan.
A scandal that's coming in from the tail end of this with your little base over in Okinawa.
A scandal in relation to us?
Yes, regarding Japan.
Did we say something about it?
Well, yeah, we did.
What did we say about Japan?
The reference is that the Prime Minister would be leaving.
He stepped down today, Carol, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of the Okinawa thing.
We don't know what caused it. Are you going to tell us?
Well, see, it just came in to take power. Then he flipped around and apparently broke the promise, so now they made him get out. But it's not anything to do with that. It has everything to do with the place of power that's going to come into play.
In Japan or in the world or in Ion Land or where?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Did he get kicked out due to a scandal?
Two main reasons. The dismissal of one of the cabinet members who couldn't accept his decision for funding a political scandal. And then two aides convicted of falsifying political contribution reports. They were sentenced, and then he got them off with no term.
The Prime Minister got them off.
Yeah.
The President would have released
it. Right. He just got in there since September, which is supposed to be the kitty cat's meow, and now all of a sudden he's gone.
And that is a result of people hearing Ion and saying, we got to adjust to the new situation.
That's exactly right.
On a techno-culture level, on the techno-science or drug companies, you know, like, holy shit, this is new knowledge coming out.
No, it's based on the Okinawan military base stuff.
What's happening there?
I'm just looking at it. Before last year's election, he told the Okinawans that he would not let another U.S. military base be built on the island. But last week, his government agreed to a U.S. request to relocate a base on Okinawa to a less populated area down, despite local opposition. So he just flip-flopped.
And what forced him to?
Well, he didn't.
You can only imagine.
He didn't have a choice, so he knew he would have to step down. Did he make a decision saying, oh, I'll be able to sneak through this. They won't know. No one knows it.
No, his hand was pushed.
Did he know that he would have to step down because his hand was pushed?
No, he was hoping to get by with it.
Who protested?
The people in Okinawa.
How does Ion relate to that event?
Just the setup of the whole process with the yen carry trades and the yen and the difference between the yen and the dollar and the whole process, because Japan's pretty smart. They know the drill. They know the deal.
You talk about the euro problem, the currency problem the last few weeks.
Well,
but
yeah.
That is, and I am talking about it, that influenced the government. They said, uh-oh, something's coming. We got to get adjust to it. And our guy in there is not competent for that.
Right.
So they set him up by having him say he wouldn't have a new base. They made him say that in an election. And that was a setup for him. He got set up because they knew he wouldn't be able to follow it. So if they want to get rid of him, they just bring the base in. Is there thinking like that going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and look, in Guatemala, there's this massive sinkhole that swallows a building. So there's your fringe.
And I unpredicted sinkholes.
Swallows a whole building. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. It's
talking about this circular hole. They look like they drilled the silo and just sucked it all out.
Totally, yeah.
That's a little more than a storm, dear.
Tell me what that is.
It's a portal.
It's the opening of the portals effect.
Yes.
The portals are being opened, so there are sinkholes being created.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Ion? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Sinkholes are an effect of the opening of the portals. Now, there's a portal, and if it's open, there's still a portal. But it's open.
Hey.
What closed the portals? Why were they closed?
Because human creators didn't even know that there were other worlds to get to.
So it was effective writing and left brain stuff, and it just made larger McLuhan effect on the brain and shut down.
Well, we hope it was the human creators were coming into their place of power. That's what we hope, but...
Wait. We're talking about the closing. When we closed the portals, that was coming into our power?
The portals were closed, Bob, because the human creators didn't know they were. And now they're open, and now by default, they can't ignore that they are. They're falling through them by default.
And you say you would like to think they're opening because humans are coming into their power.
Yes, we'd like that to be the reason, but instead, the obverse is the case where they're by default finding contrast regarding it.
What's interesting, Carol, is McLuhan's point that television is opening up the right hemisphere, which affects our perception of the outer kingdom and all that. And to say that that television is opening the portals is to give up our power. If we imagine we're doing it, we might take our power. See, McLuhan might say it's putting power in the outer kingdom, but he was pointing out that people did put their power in the outer kingdom and therefore gave up their own power. So that's the same point as Ion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that McLuhan is more particular in defining the causes
mm-hmm.
of the shutdown, whereas Ion doesn't dwell on the causes, just as like a cheerleader, hey, go for it, take your power.
Right, right. And see, we don't care, because, you know, the very best is looking for a reason.
You don't care, because at the very best it's looking for a reason. What's looking for a reason? Taking your power is the action of looking for a reason?
No, it's what you notice when you're looking for a reason.
You notice that you are taking your power.
If you do, or that you're powerless, and that causes contrast. But see, here's kind of fun. This shaking and quaking from the earthquake season.
When is that?
Started today.
The hurricane season is in August, September, but...
Oh. Hurricane season started today.
You said earthquake. Did you mean hurricanes?
We said hurricane season, Bob.
You
no,
said earthquake
said
season.
Earthquake.
You said this shaking and quaking from the earthquake season.
And that's why I brought up hurricane, because I thought you probably meant hurricane.
We meant both. The hurricane season starts today.
Is there such a thing as an earthquake season?
Up until a few years ago, we'd say no. Now it's turning into that. There's so many and they're so vast. You see, if you start talking about a 6-point anything earthquake, that was news all the way around the world. Where now, hell, that's no big deal.
The next few years is the earthquake season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a stretch of time, count where, you know, 5,500 years before there weren't that many earthquakes. Now we're in, for the next 3 years, earthquake season.
Yeah, and what it says, hurricane season in the Atlantic begins June 1st and ends November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have some interesting hurricanes this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like snow. We had snow in the winter, so now we're going to have, like a few years ago, Katrina summer, 2005, huge hurricanes.
Yes.
So that's dependent on the human creator, though.
Well, that's what we're commenting on, is the aspect of the human creator.
They're going to get them. That's what they want.
They put their order in. Now, here, Bob, you're fixing to get to a new phrase. You've moved to this place. Here's the new place. We always can just say, no, well, it's up to the human creator. Well, it's up to the human creator. Well, that's right. But now what's happened is, we're coming into the place where the human creator's power is getting so well pronounced that we can tell you in advance what the human creators have orchestrated.
Because they're coming into their power.
That's right.
Because they realize they can affect everything, some of them perversely say, I want to make some hurricanes.
That's right. And we'll just give you an example. I want oil, I want oil, I want oil, I want oil, I want oil. By God, you've got it now. All the oil you want, 19,000 barrels a day.
Yeah, the human creators are coming to their power, but they're like juveniles, just got the car, and they're wild and amateurish with it, and they're going to be messing all over the place until they want it. The wanting comes in where they learn to redefine it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on the wiki box here, there's all these wordy words saying NOAA expects busy Atlantic hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
An active to extremely active hurricane season is expected. BP oil spill could make Gulf hurricane season devastating. So they're already getting excited.
They're laying out the scenario that can be, or that they want.
And every one of those big hurricanes went right over that particular oil well, by the way.
every one of the previous big ones, right? That's an old Warren Oak path.
Mm-hmm. So now the new solution is in 3 to 4 months, they're going to try to drill more wells and circumvent the spill, the hole that's gushing now. Won't that be cool?
They can't use that oil, so just find other places to get oil.
No, they'll try to drill beyond it so they can get it before it goes out the opening of the pipe.
Which means they could create more openings that gush more.
Hey, okay, Carolyn, explain it. I'm not getting what you're talking about.
They get a hole in the ground, and they're going to try to drill beyond the hole to try to strike the oil sooner so they can control it.
Oh, diminish it. That's a new solution.
That's the newest one. The kill thing didn't work.
Whatever that was, but yeah.
Well, we had that last week, right?
That's last week's
non-solution. Yeah. There you go.
And this week is the drilling them in front of you.
Yeah, but they can't even get there to do it, but yet they're going to drill this far, this deep. They're going to drill this far, this deep, and pit this particular pocket of oil to decrease the pressure that's pumping out, full out into the guff now.
Are you saying that's pretty hard to drill that deep?
But it's not pretty hard to drill that deep, but Bobby, you're talking about it would be easier to throw a needle in a barn full of hay and then find that you're leaking something where that needle landed and then taking other needles and throwing them in the exact same place. It's very impractical.
Well, what would I recommend now?
Let it blow. You wanted oil, and now you got it. You can't uncreate it, so you just got to go with it. Everybody drive your car down to the Gulf and fill up.
You said at one point the BP was tapping that oil. It was trying to collect it to use it.
Yeah, try to save it any way they can, yes.
How are they doing that?
Well, they were trying to run a pipe over it so the oil would flow up the pipe, mm-hmm. and they could put it in the tankers. But that's not working. If for no other reason to go dump it somewhere or use it for something, but they haven't been successful at that. And their golf balls and heavy mud didn't work, and their big cap didn't work. The pipe that's down there broke, but they can't get another pipe down there, and they're going to try to saw it off to do some type of, like, a over-siphon thing so they can, you know, like I say, get it to the top of the ocean as much as they can. But when they cut that pipe, that's the new short-term fix. Mm-hmm. When they cut that pipe, they're going to open it up full, and you're going to go to 44,000 barrels a day. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to increase the flow of oil.
How's that going to happen?
They're going to cut the pipe off. It's a crimped pipe leaking crude.
Okay, the broken pipe's going to be cut off, or the new one they're making?
The broken pipe is going to be cut off even so they can attach another pipe to it.
And then all the oil will flow, but you say it's tapped into more oil?
Yeah, when they cut the crimped pipe off, it's going to open it up wide open. Mm-hmm. It'd be like if your sink was leaking, and rather than turn it off or work on it from that place, you cut the pipe off even, and then it's full out.
And then they'll put a pipe over it to suck it up?
They were going to try to, but see, that's not working out.
Oh, that was the kill?
The kill was golf balls and heavy mud.
I insist just let it flow. Don't resist it. Even though humans would be vomit at that idea, you really seriously suggest that's what we should do.
What you going to do otherwise? Everything you've done so far has just made it work.
So if we don't resist it and contemplate the tragedy and don't have any negative thoughts about it, it'll stop bugging us.
That's right.
Is Earth responding to us?
It is the Earth responding to human creation.
We wanted more oil, so here it is. Did it present the oil that way because they knew we were like legend, had no gratitude, so they dumped it in a messy form?
We'd say in your place of power, you got just exactly what you asked for.
Who was asking for all this oil?
Everybody. That's what all the wars are about in Afghanistan. That's what
for over the last 15 years. The thing over the last 15 years about
exactly
oil.
And you finally got rid of Bush, and you look through everybody talking about all old George Bush don't seem so damn bad now. Well, I just saw the headline today, Republicans are way ahead in the polls. The North Korean issue is the newest question about you sank my battleship problem. That's a very big issue. That's huge, and they're getting to that place now and having a deal between South Korea and North Korea, and then what the hillbillies are going to be able to deal with regarding it. That's pretty big, but of course it's not being fruitful, but that's just all about proliferation, nuclear or otherwise. It'll be about that reason. You got to have it on both fronts, just like your earthquakes and your hurricanes are going to come on from all fronts. So shall this consternation come.
What do you mean all fronts? You mean in many areas?
Well, you get it from Korea side, yeah. You get it from Russia side, you get it from South America side. Why ain't nobody hearing nothing out of South Africa these days? Isn't that intriguing? If they were always the hot button, hot button, hot yeah. button, now all of a sudden, well, law, if you're going to have peace in the world, you better go there.
So you're saying there could be bad stuff going on there that they don't want attention on, or it's not engaging, and so therefore it's not having any problems?
It's coming. Just give it a minute.
There is something boiling there.
Yeah.
What's happening to my perceptual life if I walk the path to the beach every day and it's the same environment every day? No industrial stuff is pretty edemic. What happens to one? Does one get too numbed to the beauty of the situation, get too comfortable?
If you maintain your place of gratitude, then it'll just keep getting better and better and better and better. But if you ever find yourself what you call taking it for granted, then yes, it will become the most lonely, icky, not pleasant experience you could ever not have.
Taking it for granted and then getting bored, that's missing out on gratitude.
Well, you can't be bored and gracious at the same time.
Right.
And we do that. When we're walking, we're just talking about how great it is and wonderful and exciting.
Well, actually, it's neat. I'm not getting limited in a narrow, rosy world. I'm living in a world that makes me feel gratitude so much that it evokes even more.
Rosy world, you wouldn't have any other world. Everywhere you've ever lived has been rosy, sooner or later, one way or the other.
Yeah, but those naysayers who like negativity like to say, you just get rose-colored glasses on. I'm taking that cliche or accusation. I'm saying that that's not an issue because if you're in a beautiful place and it's rosy, if you have gratitude for it, it doesn't matter. It'll keep expanding.
Same thing is true in Los Angeles. It's a pretty wonderful place. Yet everybody there is either bitching because they're not there or bitching because they're stuck there. So it's kind of like, what do you expect? Another question from the audience. They want the clean bill of health on this tachyon business.
Would you like to go into that then?
I'll give it the show version. It's the play, the interplay at a sub-nano structure that has an effect on the larger cellular, I guess you would say, reality. Because that's what it's all subject to. So you can have a difference or a new experience. It could be validated.
That could be validated.
Your reason to do it would be to validate it, yes.
Yeah, so the tachyon is just a deeper stream of gratitude.
That's a very great way to say it, but your science folks are going to tear that up.
Yeah, because just what comes up. Buzz wrote out the main statement on cold fusion in that session we offered for sale. And he says, what does abject, and there was a bunch of other stuff, but it was like a psychological adjective was put in there, abject. And he said, well, that's absurd to put that kind of thing into talking about substance and matter. Can you explain why you put the word abject? It was something like that in there.
Well, it's not for him to discuss or decide because he didn't pay for it.
No, that's all right, but I'm just taking the point. I'm glad that he typed it out because it drew a point to this. Why did you have a psychological implied condition, abject, when talking about substance?
Because that's what substance is created by.
And that's what I meant by saying a tachyon is a deeper stream of gratitude.
And that's why we agreed.
I knew why abject was put in there or why psychological states are put in there. It's the same as putting human fingernails in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the human being in there. Do you have to have the Trinity in there? The non-physical, physical, and the labyrinth of mind of the human being. So the fingernails be representative of something, a psychological state of gratitude or mind state would be one thing, and then something non-physical. That's a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, and your level of participation. Well, I gave the most powerful part of this whole process right off my very meat sack.
You mean the fingernail?
Yeah.
You said I gave. You mean anybody or ION?
No, no. Whoever creates it.
The formula for creativity is involved in using the Trinity. You have to use the labyrinth of the mind, the physical, and the non-physical. Now, maybe you don't bring in the non-physical because we're talking about physical inventions.
Time physical is just trying to give you the formula, and we did, and you didn't like it, so fuck off.
You mean those guys didn't like it?
Yeah. Didn't bother to ask a question regarding it.
That's
weren't interested enough to have a session about it.
That's right.
So that's all. You're not interested. We have beautiful pearls, but we're not going to lay them before.